Well, I've got news from the marine world this week, and I'm afraid it isn't particularly good news. Antidepressants that end up in sewage effluent could, it turns out, have a major impact on marine wildlife, causing shrimp to swim towards instead of away from light. Now, that might not sound very important, but it is, because hanging around in well-lit waters make these animals far more likely to be eaten by birds or fish or other predators, and that could potentially really mess up and disrupt entire food webs. Publishing in the journal Aquatic Toxicology, Yasmin Euler and Alex Ford from the UK's University of Plymouth got the idea for this study from a type of parasite that infects various marine creatures like shrimps and making them more likely to swim towards light, where they're eaten by other animals that are the next step in the life cycle of the parasite. So they're controlling the behaviour of these animals to make their own transmission more likely. Very clever stuff indeed. And the parasites change their host's swimming behaviour by manipulating levels of serotonin in their brain. Now, the researchers wondered if the antidepressant drugs that people take, that we take to help target our own serotonin levels and control our moods, might also have a similar effect on other animals. And they studied a common species of crustacean called Ectogamarus marinus. Now, they live between the tides. And in fact, if you go down to the beach, anywhere from the North Pole down to southern Portugal, and lift up and have a look around in some seaweed on the beach, you may well find some of these creatures hopping and wriggling around. They're really quite common. Well, what they did was they took these shrimp from the beach and they put them in tanks and exposed them to seawater containing different levels of various drugs, including the antidepressant fluoxetine, which is better known as Prozac. And over the course of 3 weeks, the shrimp that were exposed to 100 nanograms per litre of fluoxetine were 5 times more likely to swim towards light instead of away from it compared to shrimp in clean seawater. Now, back in 2009, another study showed a similar effect on a fish called the fathead minnow. When they were exposed to fluoxetine for 5 days, they became much more likely to be caught by predators as well. And the question is, well, do these drugs really end up in coastal waters at levels that were being tested in this study? And how do they get there in the first place? Well, the drugs that we take into our bodies, the things that we take to cure ourselves, we don't actually absorb them all. And quite a lot of it actually passes right through us and ends up being flushed down the toilet. And these drugs, in fact, aren't removed at the moment in normal sewage processing plants. So they end up actually just finding their way and concentrating in rivers and in estuaries and areas along the coast. And they do reach levels up to and even higher than those ones studied in this particular case. Now, pollution from drugs like this is currently something that's really overlooked. It's not something that we're thinking about. Not many studies are looking at it, but it could potentially be very important. And studies like this are really starting to draw our attention to these potentially devastating ecological problems that they could be causing. It's highly possible that other crustaceans and other marine wildlife could be similarly affected by hormone disruptors like this antidepressant and many other man-made chemicals that are finding their way in increasing concentrations into the wild.
It's a bit of a concern. It's good that these sorts of studies are being done.